Matthew chapter 15. Then scribes and Pharisees came to Jesus, who were from Jerusalem, saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? Because they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." But he answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? Because God commanded, saying, 'Honor your father and mother,' and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, 'Whoever shall say to his father or his mother, by whatever you might have profited from me, it is a gift to the temple,' and does not honor his father or his mother, he shall be free. So you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, 'This people draws near to me with their mouth, and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.' And he called the multitude and said to them, 'Hear and understand. It is not that which goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but that which comes out of the mouth, this is what defiles a man.' Then his disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?' But he answered and said, 'Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone, they are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both shall fall into the ditch.' Then Peter answered and said to him, 'Explain to us this parable.' And Jesus said, 'Are you still also without understanding? Do you still not understand that whatever enters in at the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out into the waste? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Because out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man.' Then Jesus went from there and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried to him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, you descendant of David. My daughter is in great pain with a demon.' But he did not answer her, not a word. And his disciples came and sought him, saying, 'Send her away, because she cries after us.' But he answered and said, 'I am not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' Then she came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' But he answered and said, 'It is not right to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs.' And she said, 'That is true, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table.' Then Jesus answered and said to her, 'O woman, great is your faith, it shall be for as you want it.' And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Jesus departed from there, and came near to the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came to him, having with them those who were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So much so that the multitude marveled, when they saw the dumb speaking, the maimed whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to himself and said, 'I have compassion on the multitude, because they have stayed with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint along the road.' But his disciples said to him, 'Where could we have so much food in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude?' And Jesus said to them, 'How many loaves do you have?' And they said, 7, and a few little fish.' And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and gave thanks, and broke them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they all ate, and were filled. And they took up of the broken food that was left 7 baskets full. And those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And he sent away the multitude, and took a ship, and came into the coasts of Magdala.